Senior citizens are angry.
They're taking our money, confiscating it, and taking it from us after we worked so hard simply because we worked hard and saved.
What she and others are angry about is Medicare's catastrophic illness plan, and today the House of Representatives is on the verge of repealing it, as Rob Armstrong reports.
When the Catastrophic Health Care Act of 1988 was passed, it was hailed as a quantum leap for the nation's elderly. But within a very short time, senior citizens groups were up in arms about the supplemental insurance premium, an escalating surtax many said would eat into their savings or force them from their homes. Members of Congress have been hit with a barrage of hostile criticism, and there is little doubt the surtax will be repealed. What is to happen today in the House is a vote first on repeal of the bulk of the act and then on a measure to retain a few provisions of it, such as catastrophic prescription drug and mammogram coverage. It's a complicated process by which a member could vote for repeal to appease angry constituents and then vote to modify the law. If the second vote is yes, then the first vote is nullified. Supporters of repeal argue the whole act is ill-conceived and not worth saving in any form. Supporters of modification say repeal would leave the oldest and poorest of the nation's elderly more vulnerable than ever. Everybody agrees that the law will be changed. The question is to what degree. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.